Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Shooting from the hip, live radio, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know, you just heard that candidate talking about how he's going to go further than Donald Trump did concerning the system of education in America. By the way, it's completely unconstitutional. The federal government has no business indoctrinating anybody's children. Just for the record, I just want to make clear, you're supposed to do that. Proverbs 22, verse 5. But I did want to set the record straight. So this candidate comes out and says he's going to go further than Donald Trump. As it to suggest what Donald Trump was doing with the educational system, that he was doing a good job. Well, for those that did not know, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Real quick, wanted to let you know before I make this point, I just went on to Google to look this information up to share with you. Completely expunged. Completely gone. Google has pretty much expunged our content on sonsoflibertymedia.com outside of the fact that you have to type in the whole word to pull up our page. So you know, why are they censoring us? Why are they suppressing our free speech? I want to tell you why. Because if you look to free speech, and I'm just, again, shooting from the hip, making a point off of the point of propaganda that the mainstream media and the useful idiots were just attempting to make and suggesting that people, you were being told the truth by them. I do want to set the record straight that freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty, said Franklin. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. It produces excellent writers and encourages men of fine genius. Why are the American people allowing their said representatives to give a free pass over to big tech companies to illegally censor us in violation of the First Amendment? Only you can answer that question. Now to make my point. Donald Trump, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, signed on to a radical global UN agenda. I don't know if people were aware of that, but Betsy DeVos from Michigan comes from a wealthy family, a silver spoon in her mouth. She was appointed by none other than Donald Trump, and what did he do? Well, they joined on to a United Nations agenda. I mean, it is just stuff that you can't make up. Where are people getting information that Donald Trump did the right thing and making America great again? Because I, for the life of me, cannot find it. One more time, I've been saying this over the last weeks, and I'm going to continuously say it up into the next election cycle. If you're sick and tired of the establishment, then get your eyes off the likes of a Donald Trump or a Joe Biden or any other candidate that they're actually proposing as options to you as the American people to vote them in. No, there's not only five, friends. There's 1,000, over 1,000 other presidential candidates for this election cycle up and coming. The last one had 1,162. And as I told you and just shared with you that they have been censoring me illegally, they're also censoring other presidential candidates for your choosing, friends. Why? I want to tell you why. Because they're legitimate. That's why. They're totally legitimate. So, with that said, let's move on to the next point. I was just highlighting some of the stuff that was inscripted on the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. Do you want to hear a couple inscriptions as to what's written on the Capitol building in Minnesota alone? I guarantee you, you're going to find the same things in your Capitol. But listen to this. This is a son of liberty. His name was Patrick Henry. You know the guy that said, give me liberty or give me death? He said, no free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people, but a firm adherence to what? Justice. Justice is what is being left undone. Moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue. And by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles found where? In the Bible, friends. That's why Moses and the Ten Commandments are there, right? This is inscripted on the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota. It's also written by Thomas Jefferson, who said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under God, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights that cannot be changed, that among them are life, liberty to do the right thing, and the pursuit of happiness according to God's will. Thomas Jefferson said that, right? He was the main architect of the Declaration of Independence. That's inscripted on the building. What else is inscripted? James Otis Jr. He was another son of liberty, for those that did not know. He said, the people's safety is the law of God. The people's safety is the law of God. In other words, to those that adhere to it because of grace, guess what? They're going to remain a free people. Why? Because they know Scripture that says that we do not make void the law, but we establish the law through faith, Romans 3:31. That moral law, mind you, that Jesus didn't come to abrogate, Matthew 5:17. John Locke said, again, this is on the state capitol, inscripted on the walls, right on the other side of Moses and the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court justices, on the other side in a top of the threshold of the door on the way out. Guess what it says, friends? This is John Locke. He said, where the law ends, God's law ends, remember it's on the other side above the heads of the justices, where that law ends, tyranny begins. Wow! I'm not cherry-picking, by the way, neither. What else is inscripted onto the walls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota? God's laws make it easier to do right and harder to do wrong. I wasn't around in 1855, folks, when this all happened. But what's changed? Is it the people? Or is it the maker and giver of law? Well, we know he hasn't changed. He's immutable. He's unchangeable. He'll always be unchangeable. Americans, we better get back to the old past. Furthermore, Isaiah 8:12 tells us that they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Okay? What is the next quote found inscripted onto the walls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota? Justice is the idea of God, the ideal of man. Huh. Isn't that interesting, friends? Again, nobody is conjuring this up. Nobody's fabricating this to make it adhere to the topic of the show on the Sons of Liberty, which is always premised on the Bible and the Constitution. Which, by the way, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's found in the Constitution, too, Article 4, Section 4. Wait, is what is taking place in America today, is it because men have wickedly departed from God because they still bear witness against us Americans? It's inscripted on the walls of state capitol buildings and federal buildings throughout the United States. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Forbesnews.com. Okay, guys. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just seen somebody post something about basically Americans have wickedly departed from God, is what I was speaking about during the last segment, to the end of the last segment, and someone just made a comment and on social media platforms. And it says, men have departed from God and life in general has been relatively easy. By the way, that's by design, my friend. That's by design, making it easy for two generations for most of us. I want you to listen carefully to this. This is a guy by the name of D.H. Lawrence. And listen carefully again as to what he says and tell me if we can make it to be applicable today. Okay? Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Yep, everybody looks back at the greatest generation from the 1940s, and we can all attest that much of what they did right then and there, in many ways, not all, but in many ways, have fought blood and died to give us the freedoms in which we have today. No question about it. So that was men meeting up with hard knocks to give their children, us, what it is that we have today. Well, their children, in many ways, were brought up easy. Can we all attest to that? That's a fact, right? The 50s, 60s, 70s. Look at the 60s especially, friends. Something serious went wrong there in a big way. But their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. Yet they weren't willing to fight for what it is that they have because they never had to fight to get it in the first place, right? D.H. Lawrence calls them poor fools, and then he says, and then their grandchildren are once more slaves. I'm going to give you the quote, whole without any of my commentary, okay? D.H. Lawrence said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children, brought up easy, let it slip away again. Poor fools and their grandchildren are once more slaves all over again. Folks, it's truly a sad place in America when we come to this. And we succumb to the obvious. We also can go back to a quote from John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, who said that decadence follows luxury. That's exactly what's happening. Because many of the people that are allowing their country to go to hell in a handbasket don't understand, once again, the price paid to give us the freedoms in which we have. They didn't do it. And because they didn't do it, they're a willing party to go ahead and let those things slip away, and that on so many different fronts. I want to let you know what's going on in New York right now, and I want to show you a video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe BeforeIt'sNews.com. Subscribe top left side of the page as well. This is a woman that is noticing what is going on in the subways in New York. And now the reason I'm saying that is because I was just sharing with you a moment ago concerning what's inscripted on the walls of government in the state of Minnesota. I want to go back to Thomas Jefferson, and I want you again to listen carefully to what they said. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams said, the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Sin. 1 John 3:4 tells us what? Sin is the transgression of God's law. For what is the purpose of government then? To maintain order, not to create disorder. Right? To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Not to condemn the righteous and attempt to justify the wicked. Nope. Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. No. And to restrain men from sin, as I just said. Well, I want you to see what's happening. Again, we see this all across the United States of America right now, where the government is advocating corruption within in an attempt to demoralize this country so you can easily be conquered. But notice that this woman, she looks to me as to be Korean or Japanese, okay? She's an American, she's here legally, and I want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, she is one woman that is not going to put up with what the government is doing concerning the immorality, and she also even highlights during the video that I'm about ready to play for you, friends, she even highlights how the government is trying to divide and conquer hand in glove with the mainstream media. Deal with those two, friends. The mainstream media and corrupt politicians, you deal with those two, and all this warfare, this continued warfare that we see, that we're inundated under on a 24/7 basis through the six corporations controlled by the CIA, Mockingbird Media, inundating us with their propaganda. It all stops when the American people say enough. Well, in this particular case, guess what? This woman said enough is enough, and she demonstrates it in action because she understands, like I do, actions speaks a lot louder than words. Check out this woman, friends.
No, it's not. It's wrong.
She said it's wrong what she's seen in the subways.
Normalizing.
They're trying to normalize sexual immorality, sodomy, lesbians.
No. The TV told them not to.
Watch what she starts to do, friends.
Look at that.
Pictures on the subways, and she begins to rip them down. This is what happens when people have had enough. Yep. Pansexuals, folks, they're just making it up as they go. It's confusion by design. God is not the author of confusion. Okay. And she goes down, and she starts ripping it out, and then as she does it, other people start to do the same thing. They start to rip this immorality down from the subway because she said they're trying to normalize this. That's exactly right. She's exactly right. We don't want this anymore, she said. The people don't want this anymore. And because she started this, other people jump in and start ripping them down as well. Folks, this is how it happens. What you just seen there is another woman taking a stand, and she is leading the way. because she is one of those individuals that's not going to put up with the immoralities that's being thrown on the people. Friends, let me just say this again, and I know I've covered it quite a bit. Yesterday, I highlighted 10 reasons why we shouldn't offend the little ones, because the minute you offend God, you're going to reap the curse. And when it comes to the little ones, the Lord does not play in any sense of the word, not to suggest that he does. I speak as a man. But the bottom line is, friends, your government is advocating and targeting your children. You know this. I could stop right there. Let me ask you the next question. Is this the purpose of American government? And if it isn't, then why is it allowed to continue on the direction that it's going? Only the American people can answer this, the responsible party, right? You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody the other day that was trying to basically deflect all of my corrections, all of my reproofs. Because when you look at 2 Timothy 3:16, all doctrines given by the inspiration of God for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness. This person didn't want anything to do with it. The first thing I asked this individual is, I got a question for you. I said, I noticed that you deflected everything that I just told you. You have defended yourself the best way that you can against all of the truth that comes from the Word of God. I said, I thought you said you were saved. I said, are you going to heaven? And this person said to me, in fact, the person didn't respond, but I said, are you going to heaven at the end of your life? And this person looked at me and said, absolutely nothing in response to it. But the affirmative was, by the look, that this person said that they were going to heaven. I said, isn't it the first thing that we as Christians should do through repentance is, and before repentance, is to take responsibility? Isn't that repentance? Yeah. And isn't that what Jesus told us to do time and time and time again, is to take heed, pay careful attention to ourselves? Yeah, absolutely. And isn't the fruit of repentance in 2 Corinthians 7:10-11 about clearing ourselves and giving no offense before God? By the way, not just before man. That's secondary. We get it right before him, and then secondarily we get it right before man. Because this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, right? And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. Yep, that's what it is. Why is it that people try to defend the indefensible? Why do they try to justify the unjustifiable? If we're in Christ, the Lord will take care of that. Because the Bible says that he is the shield of our salvation. He's our shield and our buckler. That the reproaches of them that, when we're right in Christ, will fall back upon them. But until we get to that point, friends, and take responsibility for what's going on in our government today, because remember, everybody lives politics. Everybody lives politics. Even those people that were behind barbed wire fences under Adolf Hitler's criminal totalitarian regime, right? They live politics too. But remember, years prior to that, they said that they didn't want anything to do with politics. Folks, you better get involved with politics. And first and foremost, politics is the science of government. And science is the study of creation. So therefore, who gave government and the institution of government? I just gave you quote after quote after quote as to what's in scripted on our Capitol building here alone in the state of Minnesota. Let's figure it out. We'll come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The massive heat wave is continuing Thursday, putting more than 140 million Americans under heat alerts. Temperatures could hit close to triple digits in places like New York City and Washington, D.C., with New York City Mayor Eric Adams telling everyone they should avoid being outside.
While the heat advisory is in effect, you can and you should stay out of the sun from the afternoon into the early evening.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says he's fine after being escorted away from a Republican leadership news conference Wednesday. NBC News' Garrett Hockey has more.
McConnell's office has been tight-lipped about the incident, saying only that the senator was feeling lightheaded and pointing out that he answered reporters' questions sharply after he returned.
The senator appears to freeze after he had stopped talking during the news conference. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to play a couple things here, and then we're going to get to the main topic again. We're halfway through the show already. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, GCN, to answer Timothy from Washington's question, wants to know if we're headed towards judgment. Judgment is raining on this country. Read Leviticus 26, 15 to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, verse 63. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, that he would rejoice over us to do us good. He would also rejoice over us to do us evil. So, anyways, yesterday I said that all this heat that's going on here, friends, in the United States, which is natural in June, in July, and in August, especially in the state of Minnesota here, they're going to use it to their own advantage, and they're going to start driving a different narrative right now. And it's exactly what they're doing, but I want to first show this to you, and I want to play it out, and I want to make this quick, but I want you to check it out. And this was a congressional hearing, friends, and this was one of Barack Hussein Obama's useful idiots going into a congressional hearing trying to sell it so they could tax the people for global warming. And that's what it's about, folks, to strip you more of your God-given rights so they can wield more control over you. But I want you to see this for yourself, and I'll come right back right after this video.
Addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted
On November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. In some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition.
Look at her.
I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance.
We're seeing the impacts now.
We'll be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address.
She's teeing this up to make her look like the fool that she is.
That this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Well,
but I can
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922 that the Washington...
Okay, so this was in 1922, folks. They've been pushing this narrative for a long, long time when it comes to the issue of what they call global warming. It's what I've said before, and it's what I'll say again. What did we do for 5,000 to 6,000 years up until the point that these geniuses got onto the face of the planet to save us from God in overheating the planet? I mean, it's that ridiculous. Americans, I love you enough to say it to you in question. What is it that you won't put up with? Where is it that you draw the line with what's going on here? Did you not hear during the last break, the last segment, did you not hear a said representative tell us when we should be outside and when we should not be outside? They, my friends, are completely out of order. They are out of order. If you go back to the pandemic, remember they started to tell you what you could do, what you couldn't do, every step of the way. They are out of order. We do not work for them. And how many, by the way, going back to the pandemic, how many of these mayors and governors were busted telling everybody what they should do in their particular states, and they were found out in different countries bathing on the seashore in tropical islands, sending messages to their constituents, driving fear while they were on vacation, or going to Mississippi from Colorado having Thanksgiving dinner after he just gave a message to all of his constituents in Colorado to stay home and not to jeopardize other people. But yet that was okay for him to do it. How many governors were busted doing just the exact opposite as to what they were telling you? Not saying any names, right? Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. The individual from California, that little communist Gavin Newsom, they were doing the exact opposite as to what they were telling you. But yet they were the ones driving the narrative, friends. Look at here. Let me put it this way. They think that you're stupid. They treat you as if you are ignorant. They act as if they're better than you are, and they're not even close, friends. But again, it's a reflection of what the people put up with in this country. I cannot, as I've said, make the decisions for you as to what you're going to do. The only thing I can do is drive the Word of God, number one, and number two, show you the Constitution, and then ask you the question as to why are we in this particular situation or in this predicament. Folks, we bring pertinent information to you 24/7 on this show. If it's not the morning show, it's the afternoon show. We're always bringing about resolve. We're always showing you that you're the responsible party to enforce the laws because nobody's going to do it for you. Okay. Let me tee this up because during the next segment, I am going to PowerPoint you. Again, it's the fastest radio show on national radio. We're broadcasting into 159 cities. I've heard it 1,000 times. Bradley, that was so fast. It was too fast. I know, but this is the time that I have allotted right now. Taxing Americans to death. Thomas Jefferson said, listen carefully, the power to tax is the power to destroy. I want you to think of right now with me, if you wouldn't mind, all the things that federal and state government are doing when they never received delegated authority from we the people to do it. Where they assumed authority that was never given unto them, but they assumed it anyways, and they took money from the tax coffers, right? And they reallocated those monies without our permission to agencies that are unconstitutional. Curious. I mean, such one is that of the IRS. Just such a one is the IRS. I need to make clear because my enemies like to put words in my mouth. I'm not a tax protester. There is lawful tax. But we're so far out of bounds, and the American people have let their government just do whatever they want to do. Gave them a blank check and said, go ahead and do whatever you want to do, because they know that that's all you're going to do is complain about what you tolerate. I didn't say that. That's what they say every day of the week by what they do. Okay? The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck the lives and property. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, all by design. Just ask the Rockefellers, but the people gave way to it. Loss of family values and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. So long as the government has the power to invade our lives, rummage through our records at will, and take what it wants from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take-home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. Is that where we're at today? Absolutely. That is exactly where we're at today. Who said that? Harry Brown. It's exactly where America is today. The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. Hey, folks, this is how the federal government controls the states. Okay, because again, when the IRS came in, okay, in 1913, and they established something called the IRS, an unconstitutional agency, when they said that is now law, which it wasn't law, never has been law, it's still unlawful, may have the color of law, look of law, may walk like it's the law, and act like the law, but guess what, friends? It's not the law. It may look like a duck, walk like a duck, and quack like a duck, but it doesn't mean that it's a duck. There's nothing legal about it. You know, it's a voluntary tax system. Did you know that? But what happens if people say no to certain taxes? What does the IRS do? Now the federal government is arming the IRS, and the IRS has armed agents that now actually raid places throughout the United States of America to instill fear in you that you either do what we say or else. I mean, we're going back into the dark ages, friends, because we haven't learned. We're gluttons for punishment, some folks are. But again, it has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. Well, guess what? It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck the lives and properties of its people. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, loss of family values, and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. So long as the government has the power to invade our lives. Isn't it interesting how they want to make sure that you have all your records straight, but when you call upon them to reveal their records and they work for you, you have no business doing that. And if you do that, folks, they'll send an intimidator after you. Or what they'll do is they'll trump up false charges on you and throw you in jail because you were exposing them for their crimes. Not a good place to put yourself, bad guys. Harry Brown was exactly right. And again, I want to say clearly, friends, I'm not a tax protester. But I do want to say that government is out of order. They are driving the national deficit to a degree that your children's 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 children are going to be enslaved by the up-and-coming government that they're attempting to build on the ruins of the ones that we now have. We're going to take a quick break, and I am going to PowerPoint you, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others would shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, some of you guys on social media platforms, you're making good points. I mean, yeah, they're trying to tell you now you got to give up your gas stoves for an electric. They're trying to tell you you have to give up your gas-driven cars for an electric car. No. No. Well, since when did the government wield that sort of control constitutionally? It's never been given to them. Do people realize we're way beyond that? Taxing people to death. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Hello? You ever wonder why we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, we have an inflation and high taxes? I mean, you and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations, but we do have the authority to hold them accountable to what they vote for. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Why? Because there isn't one. Again, for the record, have you seen the video? And if you haven't, you need to check it out. Aaron Russo's Fascist America. If you've not seen that video, do yourself a favor and watch it, because the guy that designed the tax code would say in Italian that it doesn't exist. No, it's a method of control is what it is, folks. You don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. That's your said representatives, the voice of the people. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. Unconstitutional, folks. Matter of fact, much of what they've done, friends, is completely unlawful. I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because the problem was created by the Congress in 1913. Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. Big no-no. Andrew Jackson put the kibosh on all of that during his lifetime. They have no legal authority whatsoever. We're excluding all of the special interests and lobbyists, too, for a sound reason, because, again, they have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one thing. And I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash, the politician has the power to accept it or reject it. Okay? No matter what the lobbyists promise, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. That's right. So do you see how the con game that's being played on the people by the politicians is being played? You have 545 human beings spending much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party, which is unconstitutional. And what separates a politician from a normal human being is an excess amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall to go ahead and stand up and criticize others for creating the deficits that they are responsible for creating. But they do it in hopes that the American people don't figure it out. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. 545 Americans have followed up this great nation with the approval of 324 or 25.9 million Americans that have failed to hold them accountable. And it seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 325.9 million people cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. It's true. I can't think of a single domestic problem from an unfair tax code to defense overruns that is not traceable directly to those people. And when you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise complete power over the federal government, that it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. Yes, that's exactly right in what I continuously talk about. All these shows going on. All these inquisitions and drillings that were sold by the conservatives. There's never any justice brought forth. Never once. And if it is, it's somebody they throw under the bus. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it to be unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Marines are in a different country, it's because they want them in a different country. There are no insoluble government problems. So don't let 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take it. And above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists disembodied mystical force, you know, like the deep state that doesn't exist. You hear much of the deep state from the conservatives. The deep state is who? The said representatives that are passing the unlawful and unconstitutional policies that undermine the Constitution into law in the first place. So where is the deep state? And who is the deep state? That's a different show. above all, do not let them con you into belief, the belief that there is, exists a disembodied mystical force like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. The 545 people, and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power, and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses, provided they have the gumption to manage their own employees. Now, you ready for this? I got 3 minutes, and that's all I'm going to do is PowerPoint the outrage of taxation without representation. Number one, air transportation taxes. Biodiesel fuel taxes, building permit taxes, business registration fees, capital gains taxes, cigarette taxes, court fines, indirect taxes, disposal fees, dog license taxes, driver's license fees, another form of taxation, employer health insurance mandate tax. Remember Obamacare? Remember when John Roberts said it was a tax? He created that out of thin air. Employer Social Security taxes, environmental fees, estate taxes, excise taxes on comprehensive health insurance plans, federal corporate taxes, federal income taxes, federal unemployment taxes, fishing license taxes. They stand as if they are the ones that inherited the earth and it's theirs to give, folks. Again, they have it backwards. Flush taxes, no joke. To flush the toilet in some areas actually exists when it comes to taxes. Not mocking, not making fun, it's true. Food and beverage license fees, franchise business taxes, garbage taxes, gasoline taxes, gift taxes, gun ownership permits, hazardous material disposal fees, highway access fees, hotel taxes, hunting license taxes, import taxes, individual health insurance mandate taxes, inheritance taxes. Sound familiar, friends? Insect control, hazardous material license taxes, inspection fees taxes, insurance premium taxes, interstate user diesel fuel taxes, inventory taxes, IRA early withdrawal taxes, IRS interest charges, tax on top of tax, IRS penalties, tax on top of tax, library taxes, license plate fees, liquor taxes, local corporate taxes, local income taxes, local school taxes, local unemployment taxes. You pay for all this, friends. Luxury taxes, marriage license taxes, that belongs to the church, Medicare taxes, Medicare tax surcharge on high-earning Americans under Obamacare taxes, Obamacare individual mandate excise tax, Obamacare surtax on investment income, a new 3.8 surtax on investment income. All that money they take and spend and reallocate at will, friends, without your permission. Parking meters, passport fees, professional license and fees, property taxes, real estate taxes, recreational vehicle taxes, registration fees for new businesses. I'm not making this up. Toll booth taxes, sales taxes, self-employment taxes, sewer and water taxes, school taxes, septic tank taxes, service charge taxes, security taxes, special assessment for road repairs or construction taxes, sports stadium taxes, state corporate taxes, state income taxes, state park entrance fee taxes, state unemployment taxes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.